Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
98.7 Key Love. Nobody plays more 80s. Today's Feel Good Friday. We're going to do something that's fun this morning. Today is also Learn a New Word Day.
Ooh,
or
nice.
Dictionary Day.
All right.
So 214-787-1987. We would love for you to call us up with a word you don't think we know.
Mm.
And we will try to figure out the meaning of that word.
Like
I'm going to share with you some of our favorite words. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, cool. What do you got, Lucky?
My absolute favorite word of all time is Bogart.
Ooh.
Bogart.
Okay.
So use it in a sentence.
Humphrey Bogart.
Don't Bogart that.
Don't hog it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly what it means.
So basically don't.
To selfishly don't appropriate or keep something, to hog it all to yourself.
Yeah. Bogart.
What about kerfuffle?
Kerfuffle. That's
what
a good one.
What is a kerfuffle?
I don't know.
It's like a commotion or a fuss.
I was going to say, it's not good, right?
It's a fight.
Okay.
Like a scuffle, a kerfuffle.
Greatness.
What about a wabbit?
I don't know what a wabbit
is. Silly wabbit.
It's actually a Scottish term for being exhausted.
A wabbit?
A wabbit. It's a wabbit.
Okay.
Exactly. Not Elmer Fudd. It's a wabbit being tired.
Who knew?
Finally, how about snollygoster?
Wait,
that's
what?
That's not a real word.
Snollygoster.
What's a snollygoster?
S-N-O-L-L-Y-G-O-S-T-E-R.
Yeah.
It's a nice term for a politician.
A snollygoster.
A snollygoster.
Do we have any snollygosters right now?
We have several snollygosters right now.
Do we have any nice
snollygosters?
Snollygosters.
Who's your favorite snollygoster? Ask your friends at work that today. Hey, who's your favorite snollygoster?
Exactly. You got a snollygoster showing.
Yeah. Wow. All right. That guy on TV sure is a snollygoster.
What about y'all?
I'll go.
Okay.
Yeah. How about bumfuzzle?
I thought you were about to say something else.
No, I'm keeping it clean.
Good for you. Okay.
Bumfuzzle.
Okay.
No idea.
It's either confused or perplexed. Like, I'm bumfuzzled by this.
Oh, so we're all bumfuzzled by the definition of the word bumfuzzle.
Correct. Terradiddle. God, these all sound dirty now that I'm reading them out loud. Terradiddle.
That sounds like
Is it you're touching the earth?
No. Nope.
What is it?
Did you have a
thought? Is it slobber from a pterodactyl?
No. Not at all close. Pterodiddle is someone or something that is filled with pretentious nonsense.
Okay.
Oh. All right. So if you happen to know
all
what that
those
word
is. Snollygosters are filled with pterodiddle.
Filled with pterodiddle, sir.
What about pandiculation? Man, okay. There is a theme, and I did not realize it until I started saying these out loud.
Please explain to me what a pandiculation is.
So it's that thing that happens when you stretch, like early in the morning when you first get up and you do that stretch and your muscles are real tight. That's what pandiculation means.
Okay.
I had another one, but I don't feel like I need to do anymore because mine clearly, they all of mine sounded dirty. I apologize.
You had me at panticulates. All right. What about mythomania?
Mythomania. So something, myth, something that's untrue.
It's like a wrestling event.
So this is what I love about certain words, is they can pretty much, you know, you can deduct through just the whole idea. Mythomania, it does sound like it's something straight out of the WWE.
It's a WWE, like the Rock headlined Mythomania. Yeah.
It's like a conspiracy, like, something.
Convention?
Yeah, that's what I feel like it should be.
It's an excessive or abnormal propensity for lying and exaggerating.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that
so
make
your
sense.
Favorite snollygoster may be guilty of mythomania. Especially in the morning when they're suffering from panticulation.
That's what I was going to say. Some of them pandiculate a lot.
Oh. All right. Let's see here. Okay, these are a couple of words that I use in my daily repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because when I was in high school, I went to a small town.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you guys about Lorena.
Yep. Sure.
So Lorena is about 15 miles south of Waco, right off I-35.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was growing up, they were a tiny little school.
Yeah.
So it was one of those places where, like, the shop teacher was also the PA announcer for the high school football games.
Yeah.
Mr. Woody.
All right.
Hey, he's a shop teacher? Is Mr. Woody?
God, yes. How perfect did
Fantastic.
That work out?
Yes.
Wow.
So Mr. Woody, whenever he would announce the football games, he would use two words all the time to talk about the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Plethora is one of those words.
Yes.
Here's a, you know, tackled by a plethora of leopards. Okay. And the other one is myriad.
Myriad.
Oh.
And I use myriad on
all
a regular basis.
Sure.
I just love that word.
It's a good one.
Yes. Also a countless or exactly or extremely great number of.
Yeah.
A myriad of defensive players. Like, you don't hear, like,
you don't hear myriad or plethora in football vernacular these days. No.
I've never heard Jim Nantz use those words.
No. Maybe you should start.
Or Joe Buck.
Or Tony Romo.
Yeah.
He uses a plethora of different words. Yeah.
Well, you know, Jim, I tell you, there's a myriad of defensive. Here's what they're going to do here. I guarantee you a myriad of a plethora. Yeah.
Oh, two guys are in a kerfuffle.
Yeah. If you've got words for words of the day, we'd love to hear them. This is great, too, because you can educate the kids that are on the way to school this morning.
Yes.
They can use them in class.
At school, absolutely.
214-787-1987. It's Miles in the morning on your Feel Good Friday. It's K-Love. Good morning. 98.7 K-Love. Nobody plays more 80s. It's Feel Good Friday. It's also National Learn a New Word Day today. Mm. So let's learn new words.
Yeah.
What do you say? 214-787-1987.
Hey, good morning, Miles.
Good. Do you have a word of the day?
Actually, I do. I got a couple, but yeah.
Okay.
Got a word.
What do we got?
Okay, so with everything going on in our world right now, it's just a bunch of gobbledygook.
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 Yes, great one.
So, and the other one, I actually learned yesterday from a client that I care for.
Yeah.
And I'm opening a jar of pickles, and she's like, why are you being so impignorant? And I was like, what? What is impignorant? She said, look it up. So impignorant simply means, why are you making something hard that could be easy?
Huh. Always be smarter than the object you're dealing with.
Yep.
Don't be impignorant.
Exactly.
Learn something new every day. That's awesome. What is your name?
My name is Mo.
Mo, thank you so much for calling this morning.
Hey, you're welcome. You'll have a good one.
You too. All right, 214-787-1987. Word of the day. Today's also dictionary day, so yeah. I love this. I always love using new words in just random conversation and watching the other person's face like, okay.
What?
Kayla, good morning.
Cornobble.
Cornobble. Okay, we're going to try to figure out what this means. Please use that in a sentence.
I always wanted to cornobble someone.
So I'm going to say fancy word for punch.
Okay, lucky.
It's an angry hug.
It's an angry hug. Okay, so I think it's a cuddle. Are any of us even close?
Nope, nowhere close.
Okay, what is it?
Yeah.
To slap someone with a fish.
Oh, with a fish?
Now, that was not what I was expecting.
I was waiting for somebody to call with that this morning.
With a fish. What is it again? Cornobble?
Cornobble, yes. I dare you to cornobble somebody today.
I'll cornobble you.
All right. That's greatness. Sounds like you got your kids in the car.
Yeah, actually, that was my 14-year-old son with his word of the day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cornobble.
I love how the 14-year-olds are teaching us something new every day.
Thank
that's
you.
Greatness.
Yeah, thanks.
Mom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right, take care.
More 14-year-olds. We love the 14-year-old humor words.
Oh, that's perfect.
Poor novel.
Poor novel.
I just feel like that one's going to be used a lot today.
Oh, I'm going to work it in every single way you can.
Don't mess with me. I'll cornobble you.
Okay.
Wait, what's that mean?
It's fighting words. Today's a great day. It's Feel Good Friday with Miles in the Morning on 98.7 K-Love. We are enriching the minds of all of North Texas right now with our word of the day. Today is Learn a New Word Day.
Yes.
It's also Dictionary Day. Aww. So we would love for you to share yours with us. 214-787-1987. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey there. Do you have a word of the day?
I do. It's whopper jawed.
Ooh, I love that.
That's when you eat too many whoppers and you get lockjaw.
Yeah, you combine a whopper and a jawbreaker. You get a whopper jawed.
Or were you close?
No, actually, it means it's not right. It's crooked. It's
all messed up.
Y'all messed up.
Okay. All right. It's wonky.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's awesome. All right. Thanks for the call this morning. Whopper jawed. I'm going to have to use
Thank
that today.
You.
My mom uses that one.
Does she really?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Like, you've already heard it before.
I did. I was okay. Like, I knew the answer.
Caleb, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is your friend Dave. How you doing?
What's up, Dave? So give us a word of the day.
Phlegm bundled.
Phlegm bundled. All right. Please use that in a sentence.
Rebecca loves phlegm bundles and doesn't throw them away.
Okay.
A tissue? No.
Flowers? Because when you do your mum's.
Oh, maybe.
Nope.
Okay.
A collection of used tissues?
That's what I'm thinking.
A phlegm bundle?
You would never guess.
A phlegm bundle? Okay. What is it?
It's the little strings when you peel a banana.
Do you love the phlegm bundle?
No, I don't. Those are disgusting.
I had no idea.
No, I am not a phlegm. I do not like a phlegm bundle.
How does he know this about you, Rebecca? You guys have a different kind of relationship. If he knows that you love the phlegm bundle.
Nobody wants the stringies.
We actually discussed the phlegm bundle just the other day when I was eating a banana.
Sure did.
And I was like, do you guys like the, but I didn't know it was a phlegm bundle. Okay.
Yeah, it's called phlegm bundle.
Okay, right on. Be careful with your phlegm bundle people today. All right.
It's going to be cold out.
Phlegm bundle.
You know, Peyronie's disease.
Hey, I'm enjoying this. I'm expanding my vocabulary this morning. It's wonderful.
You got it, man. Thanks.
Miles in the Morning on 98.7 K-Love.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Lewis.
Hey, Lewis, what is your word of the day?
Anti-disestablishmentarianismist.
Oh, okay.
Fight the man, man.
Yeah, first of all, there you go. The entire alphabet in one word. So
pretty much. It's the longest word in the English language.
Is it really?
So supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is not? Okay. All right.
It comes close.
All right.
It means standing against the establishment.
Can't we just say that instead?
Yeah, right? That just seems a lot simpler.
Less syllables.
My mouth doesn't want to do the other one that you said.
Say it again.
It's anti-disestablishmentarianist.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
It takes three of us to say it in parts.
You gotta break
up.
Disestablishment.
And disestablishmentarianism.
Boom. Nailed it.
I think I also just said that person also has dysentery. So,
dysentery.
Yeah. Everybody, go get yourself some dysentery this afternoon. Okay, great.
That's how I always died on the Oregon Trail.
Hey, how about this?
Okay. Yeah.
If you're a sloggy nosher.
Sloggy nosher? That's not even close.
What was the one you said?
Sluggy guster?
Slognaster?
Snollygoster.
Snollygoster.
Snollygoster has the absolute dysenterianism.
Oh, my goodness. Derailed.
You can follow Miles in the Morning on Instagram at KLUV Miles or at KLUV Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, I still haven't deleted my photo yet for the Kraft mac and cheese.
Oh, my gosh. You're way past the deadline. It's too late now.
I know. It's in nudes.
We're supposed up to there. Do it like 3 days ago.
Okay.
It was Monday.
Yeah. Rebecca got all the likes. She won the contest.
Which makes zero sense.
Yeah. Well, no, I think the reason that Kraft took it down is the reason you won.
You think?
Yeah. Because you went the classy approach.
I got the classy.
Yeah.
We trashed it up.
We trashed the heck out of it.
Yeah. So we were talking earlier this morning that today is Learn a New Word Day.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd love for you to call us with words that you have. And we're going to share them all over North Texas this morning. What is yours?
Word of the day, Mimi. Like, do you have your Mimi clothes on? And that, which means your sleeping clothes on. Instead of pajamas, you say Mimi.
Mimi, okay. Is that M-I-M-I? No. Nini.
Oh, well, yeah, Mimi. I was thinking M-E-E.
Yeah. Mimi, okay.
Yes.
I might have to use that on my kids. Go get your Mimi on.
Mimi clothes. Yeah. Mimi clothes on.
You know, Rebecca, this could also be like the new thing that women are wearing a lot of is the muumuu.
Oh, love the muumuu.
Okay.
It's comfy.
Now, I think that they should come out with a man muumuu.
They do already have one.
Really?
Yeah, my husband wears one every Friday night.
Oh, is it like the Bill like Belichick pullover almost thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a pullover, but short sleeve. It's like a half a jacket, but okay. It's like, it's ginormous.
Okay. The man muumuu. All right, very good.
But if you want to make it, like, for real, it's a shacket.
A shacket? Did you come up with that on your own?
Maybe. Me and my girlfriend did. It's half shirt, half jacket.
All right. Copyrighted. I love it. Word of the day. What is yours, sir?
Crestodigitation.
Crestodigitation. Okay, please use that in a sentence.
She sometimes practices crestodigitation.
Oh.
This is another word for... Really is what
I was going the magician route, like presto digitation.
I was thinking like tomato sauce.
Okay.
Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand. You were right.
Holy crap!
Holy
whoa!
Wow!
I feel smart, guys.
Good for you. We can tell where our brains are all messed up on this
show. Code word and food.
Yeah. Very good. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
K-Love, good morning. Do you have a word of the day for us?
Skeezix.
Skeezix?
Skeezix, yes.
Oh, that's a creepy dude in the corner at the bar.
Right?
Kind of. No, yeah. He's a
skeezix.
It's a total loser, yeah.
Is that what it is for real?
Yeah.
Oh!
I am good at this game.
Wow. Rebecca, I'm so impressed with your abilities this morning. Well done.
It's two in a row,
Holy
man.
Moly. That is awesome. What's your name?
I'm Donna.
Donna, do you meet a lot of skeezix?
Skeezix?
Skeezix, yeah.
I work with the general public and customer service.
Okay, so yeah, you handle and deal with skeezix on
all
a regular
day,
basis.
Every
okay,
day.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.